Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your romantasy podcast book club. I'm Anna, joined by my book besties, Kim and Christina. And together we're diving into the characters, theories, lore, and magic behind all your favorite fantasy romance books.
Oh my gosh.
We're excited to be here.
We are so excited to be here tonight chatting our current romance reads that we cannot wait to chat with you all about and recommend. You guys, we have so much good stuff.
This episode is so long in the making. We are so excited to talk to these books. These are books that are our book hangovers, our palate cleansers. Yeah. They bring us so much joy. And we have been cultivating this list for quite a while and we cannot wait to discuss them with you.
Yes.
Okay, but before we dive in, we want to give a big thank you to everyone who has already rated and reviewed the show. If you hadn't had a chance, please take a moment to do so on your preferred podcast platform. It really, really does make a huge, huge difference in helping support the show. And we're so thankful and appreciative. And also a reminder of what we've got going on over on Patreon right now. Friends, we have got a special episode coming out for you this month. We are going to be streaming for both tiers the video of our entire first annual Throne of Glass trivia.
Oh, yeah.
This is something that happened on our girls' trip. I posted about it in stories. I hosted this trivia for Anna and Kim. There were six rounds. We have video of them doing the rounds, also the questions. It's really, really a fantastic, fun video for both tiers. Also, in our Tier 2 SJM series, where we deep dive characters, couples, and scenes from all of our Queen Sarah J. Maas's series. This month, we are continuing our deep dive on Selena. This is part 3. If you have read Throne of Glass, you know why Selena deserves 3 separate deep dive episodes.
Yep.
And speaking of Tier 2, Kim, let's shout out some Tier 2 patrons.
Let's do it. So tonight we are going to be shouting out Dawn Lavulo, Nicole M., Charlotte Beckwith, and Olivia Sanchez.
Woo!
Thank you guys so, so much for supporting us. It literally means the world. And I wanted to start doing a fun little thing where I bring a Taylor Swift lyric every time I do a Patreon shout out.
Love it.
You know, this is really just an excuse for me to get to talk about Taylor Swift.
But this is shout out specifically to you. You guys that yes. We shout out tonight, this is your lyric.
Yes. And this lyric is from the song Long Live. And it's, I had the time of my life fighting dragons with you.
Oh, shut up. That's how we feel, guys.
That's how we feel about you guys. Y'all are the best and we love you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for being you and for supporting us.
Yes.
All right. So if this is your first time tuning into one of these type of episodes with us, we are going to be giving you our recommendations. They're all romance. Let's just be real because that's what we live and breathe.
Right.
But they are in different categories. We have Kindle Unlimited recs. We have non-Kindle Unlimited recs. We have some fantasy. We have lots to choose from. All of these reviews and recs are going to be spoiler free. We will not be spoiling major plot points from any of these books. The idea is kind of an elevator pitch and a fun way for you to add things to your TBR.
Also, as you are listening to this episode, don't worry. We were going to be listing out all of these books in the order that we discuss them in the show notes. So be sure you go and check that out. They'll be in the show notes for you. Okay.
So let's start with Kindle Unlimited.
Yay.
Woo.
We love KU.
I'm going to be leading this section. This is where I live and thrive. So first on the docket, we're going to be talking sports.
Woo, sports ball.
Welcome, Sporty Spice Sports Ball. Okay. We've got a few to run through here. First, we're going to be talking Until It Was Love by Pippa Grant. Fun story about this. I read this a while ago, and I put it in the outline today. Kim, not but an hour ago, texted me and said, shut up, I also read that book.
Yes! I was like, Pippa Grant, I think I read that. Went to my Goodreads. Sure enough, I did. I texted Christina and I was like, how did we both read this book, not say a word to each other?
Nope.
Up until this point. We both read that.
Okay, so Until It Was Love by Pippa Grant. This is the first book in the Copper Valley Pounders. Oh, God. I forgot that's what the name is.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm going to try that again. First book in the Copper Valley Pounders rugby series. Okay, guys, this is rugby.
It's rugby.
It's rugby. That's fun.
Yeah.
You know, this is our first time reading rugby. It's not all that different because it's not all that prevalent.
No.
In the book.
No, it's surely not.
Which is important to us.
Yeah.
Our lead was really giving me Roy Kent from Ted Lasso vibes.
Yes.
I was really feeling that energy and it really, really
worked. Agreed.
For me. He's so grumpy.
So grumpy.
He's the grumpiest grump. And she is very like sunshiny. Mm-hmm. And of course, she absolutely loathes her brother's grumpy rugby teammate. However, through a sequence of events, they must start fake dating.
They just must do it.
And then chaos and feelings ensue. And I had a great time with this. I loved the banter. I think I could have used a little more swoon, but I really thought it was fun and quick and like enjoyable and exactly what I wanted in a great, fun, quick sports romance.
Agreed.
Okay. Next up, we have Wild About You by Rebecca Jinshack. This is the second book in the Wildcats hockey series. Okay.
Wait. Yes. Sorry. Also, isn't this the same author of that motocross book that you were talking about in one of our episodes? Okay.
Yes,
yay.
Yes. This is the same author as Burnout. Yes. Oh my God. Which I
love.
Yes. Loved.
When I saw that, I was like,
yes. This is a different series, but same author and same beautiful found family vibes.
I love it.
She does a fantastic job of it. Okay. So this was Second Chance. It was so super cute. We have Tyler and Piper. They dated in high school, but when his hockey career took off, he broke her heart and was like, I'm not the man she deserves. I know what's best. Yada, yada, whatever.
Yes, they do.
So years later, Tyler is living this like pro athlete single life until he suddenly has to become the guardian of his teenage sister. Kim, that teenage sister's name is Everly.
Everly! That's my daughter's name.
And they all call her Ev, and it's so
cute. Oh my God, I love that so much.
Yeah. Okay, so also Ev, turns out now, is one of Piper's students. What? They haven't seen each other in so long, and he's now caring for this teenage girl, and he doesn't know how to do it. And Piper's like, I will help you, because I'm her teacher, and I care about her.
Sure.
And then the Second Chance romance vibes go from there. It just, it really worked for me. I really enjoyed watching them rebuild their relationship. It felt really natural. It did have a little bit of a slow start, but once that romance kicked in, I was all in.
I love it.
Especially because of this found family vibe. Y'all, this group of teammates, they are the sweetest little hockey player family boys. They like rally around him and his sister in the sweetest way. They all like help her with her homework. And it's just like the cutest, sweetest
That's
thing
so cute.
In the whole wide world. I loved it, especially for the found family vibes. Okay, now, last but not least in our sports section, we have Skate the Line by S.J. Silvis. This is the second book in the Blue Devils hockey series. Oh, my friends, this was everything I want in a grumpy sunshine single dad nanny sports romance.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, his name is Rhodes. He's the broodiest hockey player. He's totally closed off except when it comes to his cutie daughter, and then he's the cutest single dad in the world. And she is their new nanny. And she's the first nanny to not want to sleep with him or not want to use him for his money. So he's like, oh, she is so different.
God, what it's
is
so going hard on? To be him.
It's so hard. And she's all guarded because of some past trauma. And he's like, I'm determined to earn her trust. And it's so good. And there's tension and there's banter. And he like speaks Russian to her, which I like didn't know I was going to love so much. And then I was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
I loved this one. It worked. Checked all the boxes. Really good.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, I love these.
Moving on, friends, we are going to talk about a full series. I promise I won't discuss in depth all five of these books. I'm going to talk about this series as a whole. This is the Magnolia Falls series by Laura Pavlov. This is a small town romance series. I wouldn't say it's romantic suspense, even though there are some kind of like protective aspects. There's not really major danger. It's just good small town romance. It's like,
love it.
So I actually talked about the first book in this series, Loving Romeo, in our last KRX episode. And y'all, I just fell so hard for everyone in this series. The found family vibes are so beautiful. I just inhaled the series. I read it so fast. It's so romantic and sweet. Okay, so here are the very quick tropes for each of the books in this series. We've already talked about Loving Romeo. Book number two is Wild River, and this is an enemies to lovers. I would actually say more it's a hate to lover. She like hates him.
Love it.
Which is really fun, actually. The chemistry is there from the beginning, and this was so good.
Love it.
Okay, number two, Forbidden King. This is one of my favorites in the series. This is, I would say, one of the best examples of a brother's little sister trope that I have read in recent history. It is so good. The childhood friends to lovers here, Mm-hmm. Progression is so good. I like how the brother's little sister trope was handled. It's like, it was always you vibes and it's just angsty. But I also laughed a lot. It was so fun. Okay. Next book, Beating Heart. This is a fantastic single dad romance. Also neighbors to lovers. This is a great, great single dad vibes. If you enjoy that trope, you'll really like this one. Absolutely loved it. Okay. And last but not least, this one maybe was my favorite. It's called Finding Haze. Wow. I loved this. Listen to all these tropes we get here.
Okay.
Marriage of convenience, childhood best friends to lovers, grumpy sunshine, forks proximity, second chance romance, and he's a firefighter.
We've never read a firefighter book before.
And it was good. It was so good. The romance in this was so good. There's this heartbreaking thing in their past that was a misunderstanding that like tore them apart, and they've been away for years both thinking things that weren't true, and they come back together and they realize the misunderstanding pretty early on. Like, it's that's not the whole book, don't get worried.
Yeah,
but it's so good. There's a lot of angst and I just ate it up. I loved it. I am a huge proponent for this whole series, especially this one.
Love it.
Okay, now next up we have a book from Miss Catherine Coles.
Yeah,
if you have listened to any of these KU Ragged episodes, you have heard me talk at length about Catherine Coles. She is quite literally my favorite romantic suspense author. And I would say outside of fantasy books we read for the podcast, romantic suspense is my favorite genre.
It is.
So I'm talking about Broken Harbor by Catherine Coles. This is the third book in her Sparrow Falls series. And this is a big statement, friends, and I'm going to make it. This may be my favorite Catherine Coles book to date, people.
Shut up.
It might change per day, but today, this is true. Wow. This is the truth. It's everything I want romantic suspense. But guess what else it has, Kim?
What?
Hockey. He's a hockey player.
Shut a hockey romantic suspense is Christina's heaven. Like, this is everything. This is her holy trinity. It's everything she's ever wanted.
It's as if Catherine Coles wrote it for me.
I think she did.
Okay, so, okay, here we go. Setting the scene. So Sutton is this badass single mom, all right? She's got this awful ex and this traumatic past.
Yeah, of course.
And then this is about Cope. So Cope is the brother in the Sparrow Falls series that we hear about, but he's like off playing hockey.
Yes.
And so he's now come back and he is now her son's hockey coach. And their chemistry is just like everything from the fucking get-go, guys. Like Cope carries all this guilt from his past, and we just like see Sutton and Luca melt these walls, and he's of course so protective of both of them, and there's danger and it's sexy.
Oh,
and
God. Danger.
The sexy danger with hockey, like shut up. Shut up. It was everything I wanted. Obsessed. Now, I also, speaking of Catherine Coles, want to say one of my greatest achievements in life thus far.
In life.
Is officially probably getting Kim on this Catherine Coles train. Kim is now on it. She, without me even asking her to, read an entire Catherine Coles series, guys. She surprised me with this.
It's true.
She wasn't like, oh, I read one book. She's like, I read the whole Lost and Found series.
I've read them all.
What?
Without talking to her about it at all. I got through all the books to the fifth one. And then she was coming into town. And so I knew we were going to have like gab time in the car. And I was like, I have to talk about this with you. And Christina was like, I'm sorry, book are you on? I was like, book five.
I was like, excuse me. The level, I was like, what? I'm so excited. But I'm here physically in person. We could talk about them. What a great gift. It was a roller coaster.
It was incredible.
Love it.
So I read the Lost and Found series by Catherine Coles, like Christina said. And you had recommended, I think, book two to me. And then at another time, you had also recommended book three. And so after that, I was like, well, I guess she's wanting me to read the series. So.
Like subtly. And it worked. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now.
Subtly. It literally did. So I actually didn't read book one because I started with book two.
Yeah.
And then I got to book five and I was like, well, it seems silly to go. I can't go back.
Yeah. No,
like,
I'm with you.
She's like a lot of romance authors where you can read each book as a standalone. You don't have to have read the other ones.
Yeah. By the time you get to the end, you're excited to see them come up, but it wouldn't take you out if you read the last book as a standalone, not knowing who these people are.
Totally, completely. So yes, this is a small town romance suspense series, and the entire family owns a like search and rescue company.
Of course they do.
The father sold some business 15, 20 years ago, and now not only he, but none of the children have to work. And like all billionaires, they're like, well, what can we do now? We're going to start a search and rescue family business that all of our children are going to work at.
You know, I mean, what are sexy billionaires to do?
Right. And there's so much sexy danger around that they're like, this is a full-time job. There's this a real need for this.
Real black in the market here.
It's real. And we're going to fill that hole.
Yeah.
And they do. And the company gets used a shocking amount for a small town where everybody loves each other.
Well, there's sexy danger about.
Okay, so I'm just going to kind of run through basically just some tropes. I read them all back to back, so I'm going to be honest with you. They all just felt like one book to me, but like in a good way. It was like from 2 to 5, I didn't look up. There was no pausing. I was so in it.
You can't stop.
No.
And then it's like, is it formulaic? Yes. Do I care? No.
Yeah.
And no. Then you're like, wow, well, do I start the next series?
Yeah.
And then you just keep going.
And then you do. And now here we are. I'm addicted. Okay. So yes, it's a small town search and rescue. You've got childhood friends to lovers. You've got brother's best friend. You've got second chance romance. Lots of grumpy sunshines. Fake dating. So much sexy danger.
Love it.
But you combine that with the thriller / mystery aspect with the romance. Guys, if you are like me, Kim, and you also like thrillers, but sometimes you're just, it's too scary and it's too like graphic and intense. Like I've said, ever since I became a mom, I'm just a real big baby about everything. And so I want the danger and like the, ooh, this is interesting, but I don't want it to be so intense. Romantic suspense is what you need to be reading.
Yes.
Like literally all, they're so, so good. They will have you kicking your feet and squealing, but also like really invested. But the stakes are never so high that you're like worried where it's stressing you out. But you're just intrigued.
You know it's going to be a happily ever after, but you also
right.
get the danger so that he can be sexy and protective. It's the best of both worlds, like Hannah Montana says, you know?
Like Hannah Montana says, it's the best of both worlds.
Truly.
I love it. You guys have got to read a book by Catherine Coles. Please DM us. Christina will be happy to help you pick one out. It would make her day, actually.
Say less.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, Lordy Lou. Okay.
Okay.
So next up here, we have something really exciting. So Anna, we are missing her so much. She's on fabulous vacays with her family right now, living her best vacay life. But she also recently recorded a Anna's Book Hangover Cures video on Patreon, where she went through in detail multiple books from KU. So I'm going to list those out. And just so you know, this is the exact same dynamic over there on Patreon for this video. She did not give spoilers, but she gave in-depth elevator pitch reviews and recommendations for each of these books I'm about to read. So over there on Patreon, Anna covered Filthy Rich Fae by Geneva Lee, Wingman by Stephanie Archer, which we all three read and all three
yep.
loved. Not have loved it more. Really, really fantastic friends to lovers, Aki romance.
Mm-hmm.
Manhattan Ruthless series. She talked about the whole series by Sadie Kincaid. And also The Fallen Gods duet, as well as When She Falls, both of these by Gabrielle Sands. This is mafia romance. And I do have to pause here because it has happened. Anna has succeeded in her mission. I have officially read a mafia romance. It was When She Falls by Gabrielle Sands. And I loved it.
Loved
it. Call me a mafia princess. It's happened.
Oh my God.
Anna is so proud right now.
She is.
I loved it. Now, please go listen to her full review on this because she describes it really well, really beautifully, and like really encapsulates the whole vibe and energy of the book. I will just say to you, if you have not read Mafia before, I think this is a great intro. I hadn't read it before this. As you know, I love romantic suspense. I think this was a really interesting new version of that for me because it is the same idea where they're very protective, there's danger, but it's just all a little heightened. Like, you know how in romantic suspense, it's like, don't look at her, like get in the guy's face and protect her and all the things.
Yeah.
And in Mafia, he just, you know, stabs him or like kills him. Like, you know, he's on the ground, he's kicking him and he's like, I will cut off all your limbs.
Fun.
But it's all so sexy, you know? It's
so
hard.
Sexy.
But everything's just a little more heightened, you know, in that way. I will also say, as a newbie to the mafia romance world, if you're confused at the beginning of this book about the mafia terms, just keep going. Just don't stress about it too much. You'll figure it out. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory, like the dons and the capos and the peeps. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Just enjoy the ride. And I highly recommend this one if you're interested in the genre. Okay. Next up, also by Anna in this video, is Dear Rosie by S.J. Tilley. She also got me to read this book and I loved it, friends. This one is so deeply romantic. I actually could not put this down. I had so much editing to do on our flight back from our Dallas girls trip, and I could not put this book down. I read it for the whole 3-hour flight. I couldn't edit. I couldn't stop reading. It is so good. The spice is incredible. It's so good. Run, Do Not Walk to this book. It is so romantic. So good. Highly recommend Dear Rosie by S.J. Tilley.
Yeah. Anna was reading this during our girls weekend, and every morning when we were having coffee, she would like update us on what was happening. And she got us like so intrigued that Christina literally just picked it up and was like, well, I'm reading this.
Yes, truly. Yes. So all those are available over on Patreon. Anna did a great job of recapping those. So go check that video out for all of those recs. Now let's segue. Let's take a nice little segue over into the land of non-Kindle Unlimited. Regular old published books. And some romances in that genre.
Yes.
Kim, I cannot wait. I have been giddy about you leading me through these books. Please, please go for it.
Yes. Okay. So I actually did a written post over on our Patreon, and their shameless plug for Patreon, but I wanted to do a roundup of the last like 4 or 5 romance books that I have read. And I thought it'd be really fun to just do a written post over on Patreon. So if you like that kind of stuff, you want more of like, I just want to read a little synopsis about it instead of having to listen to a full episode, I'm going to try to start doing those more often, as are Christina and Anna. So like, keep an eye out for that. We will try and do that more often because it was so fun.
It was.
So I did talk about them a little bit over there, but I first read Beg, Borrow, or Steal by Sarah Adams. I read this on the plane on the way home from New York after we had all finished Onyx Storm. And I wanted to like keep the reading momentum going, but what in the world was I going to read after Onyx Storm?
Like, what were you to read? Yes.
So I read this on the plane the entire way home. And it is so cute. It is book 3 in Sarah's When in Rome series, but I did not read the other two, and I don't think you need to. It's very much a standalone. So, okay, this is the synopsis. Emily Walker's peaceful life is upended when her nemesis, Jack Bennett, returns to their small town after calling off his wedding. And the two must work together to prevent her secret romance writing career from being exposed, sparking an unexpected alliance and chemistry.
Shut up. What a fun premise.
And he is a secret romance writer too.
Wait.
Yeah. So, okay, they are both second grade teachers, but he has a secret identity. He is a famous fantasy author, but he writes under a pen name. And so nobody knows that it's him, but he's like, have you heard of Riley Sager in the thriller world?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's that level. He's so famous, but nobody knows who he is because he writes under a pen name. And they're both second grade teachers and they're arch nemesis. They hate each other, but they like love to hate each other. They have this very flirty banter that goes on, but it's like, I hate you, but like, do I? It's so good. It's so freaking cute, you guys. And they just get into some hijinks. Now, I will say, just to set expectations, there is no steam or spice in this book. But actually, I'm finding the older I get that sometimes, you know what? It is nice to just have a little break and read like a really sweet, fluffy, cute romance without some spice.
Especially when you want to wreck something to someone and you don't want them to be like, oh, she wrecked this to me. Oh, goodness. Look at this scene. Wow.
Right.
Those people in your life that you want to be able to wreck something cute to. This is perfect.
Yes.
Also, what a fun premise. Oh my goodness. That's so fun.
It's so fun. There's, you know, she's a brother and a sister. And so like they're in it with their partners, and there is just so much fun banter and tension. And it's just a feel good romance. Like if you just want something that's really well written, it's not like mindless and that you're like, okay, this is just a vibes. It is so well written. It is so cute. I really, really enjoyed it. I think this would be a fantastic book hangover book, especially after something kind of just big and heavy like Throne of Glass or ACOTAR or Crescent City or, you know, Onyx Storm, anything like that. This would be perfect.
Love it.
Okay. Oh, but now we're going to get into Deep End by Miss Allie Hazelwood.
Oh, yes. I have been waiting for this review with you the way that I've been waiting. Tell me.
Okay. So for the two of you who don't know what Deep End is, also, it was originally supposed to be titled Wet.
Is that why I keep seeing W-H-E-T?
That's what she wanted it to be called. And her publishing team was like, sweetie, no, we can't do that.
Honestly, good call.
Good call. But also, like, how iconic would that have been if she did succeed in having it just be named Wet?
I mean, I feel like she's still getting it in there because I see it, like, on random stuff. Like, it's on special editions now. Uh-huh. It's just, like, or, like, behind jacket covers. It just says,
yeah.
Wet.
Wet. She's like, I'll get it in there somehow. Like, I will have this title. It will happen.
Okay.
Okay. So this is about Scarlett, and she is a junior at Stratford College, and she is a diver. She's a student athlete, and she specializes in platform diving, which is so freaking cool, you guys. Like,
so cool.
The fact that this book is about a swimmer and a diver, and it is so well researched, it is so well done. I've seen on social media so many actual student athlete divers speak out and say what a good job Allie did. They're like, this is so spot on to our lives. It's kind of crazy.
Also, what a niche sport to choose. That's so beautiful. Right? I love it. Yeah.
So this is about Scarlett, and she like has no time for boys or dating or anything. She's just focused on her diving. But her teammate, Penn, is in this relationship with this swimmer named Lucas.
Lucas with a K? Is this Lucas with a K?
Lucas with a K. I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, but basically through a series of events, they figure out that they have the same kind of sexual proclivities, and Lucas and Penn break up, and Penn's like, hey, you guys should sleep together because you like the same like kinky kind of stuff. And Scarlett's like, oh God, this Swedish god next to me knows that like what I like to do during sex. And so she's like, no. And then he like sends her an email and he's like, but if you did ever want to do that, like it should be with me.
Shut up right now. Shut up. Okay.
It's an interesting concept. I loved the conversations that they had about kink. Now I will say, if you read actual like dark romance, this is not like, you're going to be like, this is not kinky. Like, that's not what this is.
But for the STEM Allie Hazelwood girlies, it's kinky.
Exactly. Yeah. It was kinky for me. I've never felt more vanilla in my life, let me tell you. I was like, wow, okay.
Wow.
Love it.
Yeah.
But it was so well done. It was so fun. Lucas, he fucks, you guys, okay? That is stated on page one of the book. And as soon as I read that line, Lucas fucks, I was like, oh, okay, I'm in. Let's do this. And I have never let go. And I'm obsessed with it. He does. He fucks. He really does. It was really, really well done. I'm so impressed by Allie. I think she is really pushing a lot of, I don't want to say boundaries in romance, but she's choosing really unique and interesting characters and concepts to write about. Like, of course, we love a hockey romance. We love a football romance. Of course we do. But how interesting to be like, nope, I'm going to take on competitive diving and swimming.
So cool.
And like a kink exploration. And have it be so well done and so well communicated, but so realistic to college students. Like, this is not Christian Grey.
It's so impressive. You know? It's so impressive. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, it's so, so good. I wouldn't necessarily start here with Allie Hazelwood if this is your first foray into her. I would start with one of her STEMinist books. I really, really liked Love Theoretically, if you'd like to start there. And then we also read Bride, which is her romance fantasy. Loved it. And now she's doing this. And
love.
Just like, what can't she do? Okay. Next up is Spiral by Bal Cabra. And this is a fake dating sports romance between a hockey player and a ballerina.
A ballerina? How fun!
So this same author wrote Collide, which was a college hockey romance. And Anna and I did a book chat on it, as well as I think I did a written review. So if you just go search Collide in our Patreon, you'll be able to find both of those. There was something about that book specifically that really clicked for me. You know, when you just read the exact right book at the exact right time and it clicks?
100%.
But then you kind of look back and you're like, if I reread it, would I feel the same? I don't know.
Yes.
But it was the perfect, like, angsty, messy, steamy college sports romance. And it was everything I wanted. And I loved it.
Yeah.
So if you have not read that book, please go do so. This is book two. I felt like this was a little more romantic than, like, spicy. There was spice, but it was more focused on, like, the romance aspect of it, which I still really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. Had all of the tropes that we love, like, oh no, her apartment flooded. She has to move in with him, but like they're just friends.
But like, how convenient that she can go stay with him.
Exactly, because he's a hockey player. So he's like, well, I travel all the time, you know, so I've got extra room.
Go stay in my fancy apartment, girlfriend.
Right. She's like, I couldn't, but I will.
But I will.
So yes, just a fun, good time, you know?
Yeah, love a good time.
Okay, next is Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young. Oh, you guys.
I've been wanting to hear about this. Tell me.
It's incredible. So friend of the podcast, Ellen, recommended this to me because we read a lot of the same non-fantasy type of books. And so she was like, you need to read Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young. It's an incredible story. The banter is so amazing and so realistic, though. Not like, you know, we love romantic banter, but like, is it realistic? People actually talk that way. No, they don't. So this is the story of Wynn and Beau. and they have a one night stand at a Halloween party, and she becomes pregnant and she decides to keep it. And so through a series of events, she ends up moving in with Beau, and they kind of navigate their relationship as they prepare to raise a baby. And they're like, we're just going to be friends. We think that's easiest considering they literally don't know each other and they're about to have a kid, but they spend all this time together. And it's just, this is deeply romantic, the representation in this book. So Wynne has an underdeveloped right hand, and the author does as well. And so she obviously wrote from firsthand experience and wrote the most beautiful note. She writes in her acknowledgments about how when she was a mother, she was worried about being able to do certain things with her hand, and how her and her son have like developed this system that works for them, and the love that she has. And it was just really, really well done. Now, listeners, if you know me, you know that I don't love a pregnancy trope.
You don't. I'm surprised you love this so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I am as well. I was nervous. And I did ask Ellen some just like clarifying questions. And Ellen assured me that it was very well done. And it was. It was beautiful. This is such a beautiful story. And I'm sorry, Beau also has the lower half of one of his legs amputated because of something that you find out in the book that I don't want to spoil. So that's kind of how they strike up a conversation at this party, is like, oh, wow. She has an underdeveloped hand. He doesn't have part of his leg. And they joke about it in a way that is really somehow funny, but also very heartfelt. And they have these beautiful discussions about their baby and what their baby will look like or not look like and how they handle that. And it is just, it's incredible. And the banter, I know I just touched upon this. This is actual God tier banter. Like,
wow.
Some of the best I've ever read in a book. I was laughing out loud because it was so realistic, and it felt like the way people actually talk. But still, you know how Gilmore Girls, like, we love their banter, but nobody talks. Like, no one is spouting off that many pop culture references in a sentence at 6 a.m.
Exactly.
You know? But this felt like the closest thing to Gilmore Girls I've experienced, but realistic. Like, it was just, she's a fantastic writer.
That's incredible. What a compliment from you, too. Like, Gilmore Girls is precious to you. That's...
You're right. It is precious to me. It really sadly is. It's my beloved. But yes, please, I think everyone should read this book. She is such an incredible author, and I cannot wait to read more by her. So that was Out on a Limb by Hannah Bonham Young. Okay, my last book, and Christina, you'll recognize this author, is First Time Caller by B.K. Borison.
B.K.!
Mm-hmm. BK wrote the Lovelight Farm series that I have recommended in another one of our recent reads episodes. And Christina, I think you read a couple of books.
I did. I read Business Casual, and then I also read the Christmas one, Lovelight Farms.
Yeah, the Lovelight Farms. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah. I knew you had read two of them. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, so she is doing something so, so cool with this series. So she is releasing a set of three books inspired by the classic rom-coms, Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally, and You've Got Mail.
That's so fun!
Yes. So this year will be Sleepless in Seattle, which is First Time Caller. Next year is When Harry Met Sally, and then in the next year is You've Got Mail. And they all have their own little titles, and they're all going to follow people in this world.
I'm obsessed with this.
Right?
Also, what a specific, really niche thing for us. Like, our age, our demographic is like, yes!
Oh, the millennials in the comments were feral. We were like, oh my God!
You're doing this for us, and we see it, and we love it. Yeah.
Exactly. We recognize it, and we love you for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is loosely inspired by the classic romance movie Sleepless in Seattle. If you don't know, it stars Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. You need to stop what you're doing and go watch it.
Yes.
It's classic. It centers around like a radio program, and the main character's son calls into this radio show to like try to find love for his dad, and things just move on from there. So this book follows Lucy and Aiden, and Aiden is the host of a romance radio show called Heartstrings. And after Lucy's daughter calls in asking for help for her mom in the dating department, Lucy begrudgingly agrees to go on Aiden's show a few times a week to find love. And everyone wants Lucy to find her happy ending, even the handsome, temperamental man calling the shots. But when sparks start to fly behind the scenes, Lucy must make the final call between the radio-sponsored Happily Ever After or the man in the headphones next to her.
Oh, God, do I love this. This is such a fun play on this.
This was so cute. I think you would love this.
The cover is so cute as well.
It is so cute.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
This was just amazing. I love the radio show aspect. I love the representation of, like, a modern blended family. So Lucy had her daughter with, like, her best guy friend, and it was, like, just kind of a one-night thing, and they tried to make it work. They tried to, like, get married, but it didn't work, and now he has a beautiful husband that lived next door to.
Love it.
And they live across the way from each other, and so they just, like, send their daughter back and forth, but they have dinner multiple times a week.
What a freaking dream.
I know. Like, him and his partner are just, like, so supportive of Lucy, and so, like, they want her to find love too. They're really invested in it, and it's just a really sweet story. I really liked seeing that representation too. I thought it was really fun.
Beautiful. I love it. Love, mm-hmm. love, love it.
Yeah. There was a lot of tension in the romance. It was very delicious. They're, like, sitting next to each other, and they're, like, brushing arms, and it's just...
Oh.
It's just... The yearning and the tension and the payoff is there, and
we
it's so
love to
good.
See it. Yes, we do.
I really, really want you to read this. I'm gonna campaign for you to do it.
Twist my arm. I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
Yes. So that was First Time Caller by BK Borson. The next book comes out, and it'll be, like, a representation of When Harry Met Sally.
Well, I cannot wait for that one.
Yeah.
Also, You've Got Mail is going to be special.
I'm the most excited about that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So next, we're going to talk about some fantasies. These are both KU fantasies, and we are freaking feral to tell each other about these books. We have been so excited to talk about these. I cannot wait. Let's go. Okay.
Let's go.
We're talking about Heartless Hunter by Kristen Ciccarelli.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Wow. Okay, this is book one in the Crimson Moth duology. We love a duology.
Love it.
Both books are out. Full duology is available. When I tell you, guys, I loved this book. I ate it up. I loved every moment of it. I think it was just right place, right time. Obsessed. Okay, here we go. I'm setting the scene.
Okay.
We're in a Bridgerton-esque Regency era. We've got, like, glamorous balls. We've got telegrams.
Yes.
We've got operas and aristocrats and social protocols and all the things. But also, we've got witches. And we've got secret witches. And we've got forbidden romance. And it was so, so good. I loved it. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
So our lead girly is Rune. Rune is a socialite aristocrat girl. She's got all the fancy dresses. She's got suitors, all the things. She's living in this world where witches used to rule. There used to be, like, the three witch queens until the Great Commander took over. And now the Great Republic is in power. Mm. And they purged all the witches. It's illegal to be a witch. It's illegal to help a witch. Everything having to do with witches is illegal. However, our girl Rune is secretly a witch.
Of course she is.
Not only that, she is a witch vigilante at night, and she is helping witches escape
vigilante.
Who have been caught and sentenced to death, but she has to play this other part during the day, and see that role dynamic and those shifts in her head and her inner monologue is so fun. This world is so incredible. And guess who our love interest is?
Who?
Just gonna let you guess here.
Is he a witch hunter?
His name is Gideon, and he is the captain of the witch hunters.
Of course he is.
Now, she's fake dating him for insider information on where they're hiding the captured witches. And he, in turn, is fake dating her for more information on this witch vigilante called the Crimson Moth that he's hunting down because he maybe suspects that it's her. So they are both, like, fake dating each other for these reasons.
I love it.
While also simultaneously falling in love. It is so good. This is a dual POV. We've got Rune and Gideon POVs here. It's really wonderful. Also, very important character is Alex, who is Gideon's little brother. And also Rune's, like, oldest friend. He is secretly helping Rune with her missions. He's amazing. Their dynamic is beautiful. And he's just a really incredible character on his own. Okay, so the world building in this, guys, is simplistic in a good way. I was never confused. I was never bogged down with this world building. And it, again, right moment, right time. I needed something easy and light and fun while still being fantasy. And this checked all those boxes.
Yeah.
The romance is swoony. I was, like, kicking my feet and giggling. And it's so much fun. I'm actually really surprised this is marketed as a YA.
Okay.
I feel like there are aspects to people's backstories that are really not YA. And there is a sex scene. Like, it is a full sex scene. It's not fade to black.
Okay.
It's more romantic than, like, steamy.
Sure.
But it does exist. And I feel like in my head as new adult, I think I'm in a phase in life where sometimes YA feels a little hard for me to connect to now.
Yeah.
Unless it's really spectacular and exceptional.
I
don't feel like YA is really for me right now. And I didn't feel like that once at all.
Oh,
I
great.
Like, they're too young. I'm disconnected with how they're feeling. Like,
yeah.
There are so many sweet moments and heartbreaking moments and like badass and suspenseful. And I was really truly surprised by a lot of things. I'm sure Anna would have figured it out page 3.
100%.
But I had no idea. Like, literally, it's not where I thought we were going. I was totally stunned. Like, wow. So, yes, it was beautiful. It was fun. I wouldn't say this is, like, groundbreaking or completely the most original thing I've ever read, but it was so well done, guys. It was fun and entertaining, and, like, I couldn't put it down. Something else that was interesting and unique to this experience for me is I listened to, I would say, about like 75% of this book, which is huge for me. I never listened to this much of a book, and I would highly recommend it if you like audiobooks. I really, really enjoyed listening to this, and I did read part of it, but usually that ratio is really flopped.
Yeah.
I listen to only a little bit and read majority of a book. So this was interesting for me. It really worked in this one in particular. Overall, like, when I finished this book, I felt so sad to leave the world. I'm starting the second book the minute we start recording tonight, and I loved it. Ate it up. Absolutely loved
it. I am so excited to read this. I have had this book on my TBR for forever, and I was so excited when you said you were going to read it. And I'm so happy you loved it.
Loved it, loved it.
Okay, friends, so I'm going to be talking to you only briefly about Metal Slinger because, unfortunately, I still have not finished it, and it's all I want to do is read this freaking book. And I got on our Instagram stories to talk about it, and every comment was like, yeah, I'm going to need you to finish that book and then like report back. And I'm like, all right, well, one, you guys are scaring me. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Apparently it ends on a cliffhanger, which, like, damn it. Okay, I am absolutely loving this book. If you don't follow Book Huddle on Instagram, we follow her and love her. And she was raving about Metal Slinger, which is the first book in the Fire and Metal series by Rachel Snyder. Okay, so this follows Bryn, and it says, Bryn has spent the better part of her life waiting for the chance to attend the annual market hosted by the Kenta, the very same people who exiled the either Alaha or Alaha people to live a life over the sea, a rite of passage for all young guards. She's not sure what to expect from it, but breaking a century-long peace treaty certainly isn't on her map. Neither is the encounter with an enemy soldier.
Enemy, you say?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
A dark-haired, dark-eyed, tall enemy soldier.
Okay.
Are you interested?
Check. I'm there.
Okay. So she returns back home, and she's confronted with the aftermath of the day's events. The future is uncertain as the threat of hunger looms over the people. With rumors of a growing rebellion, Bryn and her closest friends promise to stick together. When an unexpected visitor arrives, Bryn's loyalty will be tested as she learns of a world of magic and treachery. Once her enemy, always her enemy, right? But the dark, knowing eyes of a stranger makes her question everything, including her heart.
Yes, sign me up.
Christina, this is giving Bridge Kingdom 1 vibes. And when I said that on my story, so many people were like, yes, it is giving total Bridge Kingdom 1 vibes. Like, the first book in the series, and like the ocean and the sea is such a big part of the story and of the setting. Same situation. They live in like the treetops above an ocean. So she's like never set foot on land, like actual land before.
That's so cool.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with that.
The world building is so unique, but very simple, very similar to Bridge Kingdom. And I love that. Like, I don't like an overly complicated world unless it's Sarah, because she does it correctly. But like, it instantly sucked you in. It's been action packed this whole time. There's secret identities and like just, the main male character. Woo!
Tell me about this dark-eyed enemy. Like, tell me about him.
I don't love his name, but his name is Acker.
How's that spelled?
A-C-K-E-R. Apparently the audiobook pronounces it differently, but I...
What would it be? Acker? Asser?
Asser. Ass, but it's R-E.
Surely it's not Asser. Surely it's not.
Sexy Asser.
You see that ass on Asser? Okay.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay, I'm in.
Oh my God, you guys, I am loving it so much. I think I like this better than Quicksilver.
Oh.
I know.
Bam,
I
bam,
know.
Bam.
Not Carrion, but like, y'all know I don't like a cruel, mean main male character. I moved past it. We've moved past it with Kingfisher.
This gives the vibes of dark-eyed enemy guy, but without the meanness.
Yes, exactly. Like, he's just the sweetest, sexiest man. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give anything away, but it is such an incredible book. It is reading so fast. I love all the characters. The female main character has not annoyed me one time.
Wait, really? Like, truly?
Truly, no. I'm not annoyed by her at all. I think everything she does makes sense.
This is a big statement.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time we read a fantasy that the female main character didn't just piss me right off some of the time.
That is a big glowing review from Kim. I'm going to have to start this.
Guys, if you have been wanting something like Bridge Kingdom vibes with a really unique world, but it's very easy to understand, it's not distracting, and it's not YA. I'm 65% in and I haven't gotten any spice yet, so I can't say if there's... I think there is. But it's kind of like Heartless Hunter, I think, where it's not YA, but it's such an easy, palatable read.
Yeah.
It feels very accessible. It doesn't feel like high fantasy at all, but in a good way, you know?
Yes, in a good way.
You guys, it's so good. And we've gotten so many DMs of people that have read it that have also loved it. Like, I have not heard one bad thing. I mean, the ending, I'm scared, but I think that's more for like, they want to see my pain than they do. Like, it's not, the ending is bad. You know, I don't think that's it.
Is the book 2 out?
No, it is not. It's called Light Wielder, but there's no release date.
Okay.
So I don't love that, but you know, sometimes we find these things and it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
I love it. Should we do our TBRs now?
I would love to. Okay.
So we've never done this before, but we thought it would be a fun idea to add our TBRs at the end of our current reads, romance reads, Rex episodes. So I'm just going to very quickly run through mine. The first book that I will be making Christina read is Story of My Life by Lucy Score. Guys, this is Gilmore Girls meet Schitt's Creek.
You shut your mouth. That's what it's, yeah. That's the thing? That's what it is?
That's the tagline.
Are they literally speaking to our souls? Like,
yes,
what?
They wrote it for us.
Pardon me?
So I will be making you read this. I will.
Well, sign me up.
Next is Great Big Beautiful Life by the queen of romance, Emily Henry. Guys, I love Emily Henry so much. Funny Story by her was one of my favorite books from last year. This is apparently Beach Reads, also by Emily Henry, meets The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. There is also a rumor that she was loosely inspired by Taylor Swift's The Last Great American Dynasty song, which is a true story of a woman that lived in Holiday House in Rhode Island. And so this story is about a heiress recluse who lives in her home, and these two reporters have to go like get her life story, and there's like a mystery aspect, but they're like also falling in love.
Well, sign me the fuck up. This is going to be our beach read for sure. Like,
100%. Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when. I think it comes out in May or June or something, but we will be reading this summer.
100%. Yeah.
She can do no wrong. Next that I'm also making Christina read is Save Your Breath by Candy Steiner. This is a hockey bad boy and a pop star fall in love.
Literally, you sent me this and I was like, Candy, are you in my brain?
Yes.
Made for us.
This is catnip. Like, this is everything we've ever wanted. Next is, oh God, Say You'll Remember Me by Abby Jimenez. Guys, this is a Taylor Swift title by the author of my all-time favorite romance. I genuinely did not know anything else about this book, and I don't need to. Like, Say You'll Remember Me from Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift.
Of course.
By Abby Jimenez, who wrote Just for the Summer, which I have talked ad nauseum about. It is my favorite romance of all time. And this is the next book in her Part of Your World series. I don't know anything about it. I don't care. I will be reading it and I cannot wait.
Love it.
Next is Left of Forever by Tara DeWitt, who wrote Funny Feelings and Rootbound, which I have talked about in episodes.
Yeah.
Yes, this is her latest romance. It's a second chance romance with divorced main characters in their 30s. Like, they're divorced from each other.
Interesting.
And they have a kid and they're in their 30s, which I was like, oh my God, I love this. Thank you. Yes.
I love that. I'm
so excited. I felt like that was a really interesting premise that you don't see a lot in romance. And last is Swept Away by Beth O'Leary. And the tagline is, what if you were stuck at sea with your one night stand?
So I love that.
That's all I need to know.
Stuck at sea?
Stuck at sea, you say?
I love this. I love it.
So that is my TBR. Oh, Christina, what is yours?
Beautiful picks, Kim. Okay. So on my TBR currently, I have Wild Side by Elsie Silver. This is book 3 in the Rose Hill series. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what the plot is of an Elsie Silver book. I will read it and I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Anna has already read this and has great things to say, especially about the romance and especially about the spice. So sign us up.
Sign us up, baby.
Next, I have Beautiful Exile by Catherine Coles. Of course, book 4 in the Sparrow Falls series. I will have, when this airs, already have gone to the release debut of this at Ripped Bodice and met her and become best friends. But the plot is that Link is a billionaire hockey team owner. P.S. best friend of Cope and owns the team that Cope plays on from Broken Harbor that I talked about earlier.
Yes.
And Arden is Cope's younger sister. She is currently living in Cope's like guest house. And Cope tells Link he can stay at his house. And they're like, what? Hello, I didn't expect to see you here. And there's danger and there's suspense and there's romance. And God, I cannot wait to read it.
God, okay. It's so good.
Next up, I have two books that are not new whatsoever.
That's okay.
So I won't harp on them at all. But I've been trying to read these for so long, and I am determined to actually read them soon. One is The Divine Rivals and Ruthless Vows duology by Rebecca Ross. I cannot go on longer without reading this. I have to do it. I think I need to read it.
Yeah.
And number two is Magnolia Parks by Jessa Hastings.
Oh my God, I want to read this too!
Yes! The amount of people that have talked to us about this, I have the physical copy, and everyone talks about the unique writing and the depth that you love these characters, that it's just got to be done. It's got to be done soon.
I agree.
Yeah.
I have this on my Kindle and I have opened it so many times to start it, but I'm just intimidated because it is like 4 or 5 books by now.
And everyone's obsessed. But, and it's like,
and everyone's obsessed with them. And it's like Gossip Girl, but British Gossip Girl.
I cannot wait to just sink into that.
Oh my God.
And then finally, with all of you as my witness, as a birthday present to Kim.
What?
As soon as podcast recording schedule allows, I will be reading Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez.
Yes!
So happy birthday to Kim.
That's the best birthday present ever. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh,
wow.
So yes.
That's really special. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. That makes me really happy. I am unfortunately going to need you to read the first two books in the series as well. Otherwise, you won't get the full effect. So
I was going to say, that is up to your guidance. Whatever books I need to read first, I will adhere to that schedule.
God, thank you.
But I will be doing it.
Oh my God. I've never loved you more. I truly, this is the best news I've ever gotten in my life.
This is what it means to be book besties, when you're like, you, for my birthday, you're reading a book I want you to read.
Yes. It's huge, you guys. I have wanted one of them to read this book for forever. And I'm so excited.
It's happening. As soon as podcast reading schedule allows, I will be absolutely doing this in the order which you choose.
Thank you. Also, friends, we had a giveaway over on Patreon, and the winner got to pick a book for Anna, Christina, and I to read at some point this year.
Yes.
So Catherine picked for us to read Slaying the Vampire Conqueror by our queen, Carissa Broadbent. Yay!
We're so excited about this. This was such a fun pick, Catherine. Thank you. So
such a great pick. Yeah. So we will be reading that at some point this year. We promise, as soon as podcast schedule allows. And of course, we are thrilled.
Love it.
Okay.
Oh, what a fun night. This was amazing. We hope we added some new fun things to your TBR.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, friends, that wraps up another episode of Flights of Fantasy Podcast. Don't forget to join our book club community on Instagram and TikTok at Flights of Fantasy Podcast, where you can share your thoughts, theories, and favorite moments with us and fellow listeners. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your support helps us spread the magic of romanticism to even more book lovers. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep reading, and remember, every good story deserves to take flight.